half a dozen Girl Scouts are inside the wooden gym at Camp Coleman playing softball. It's campers versus counselors. The counselors, less than aggressive in the field perhaps, as girl after girl rounds the bases. But these squealing and rambunctious kids are among the last to use this Girl Scout camp.
We definitely understand how emotional this is.
Hillary Perry is spokeswoman for the Girl Scouts of North Central Alabama.
Camp Coleman is very well loved. You know, we say it's been loved a lot.
But it's become expensive to run. Perry says the council subsidized its camps by about $750,000 last year and by more than $900,000 the year before. Camp Coleman had the biggest loss. Perry adds the facilities are underutilized, with only about 10% of members attending camp. So last fall, the council performed a property review. That culminated with the council deciding to sell two camps at the end of this summer and two more next year. Camp Coleman is in that second round. The decision does not sit well with everyone.
Thank you for joining us today. We are here.
Sarah Edwards is a former council president. She stands with a handful of other Girl Scout leaders underneath the Camp Coleman entrance sign at this news conference. The group Save Camp Coleman formed in response to the property announcement. They've circulated an online petition and are holding public meetings. Edwards says the group first wants to verify the council's numbers, especially on measuring camper interest.
We know in particular Camp Coleman turns away campers every year and turns away troops from coming out here and troop camping because there's no room for them to do so.
Edwards says they also want to work with the council to fundraise and to try to establish an endowment for the camp. The Girl Scouts' plans still call for having camping opportunities, but that's not good enough for former Council President Pam Calloway.
It's not Camp Coleman.
So it really is about this camp?
This property, the traditions, the river.
This type of battle is not unique to Birmingham. A group in Ohio lost a court battle this year to block the sale of four Girl Scout camps. Last year, a troop in Minnesota protested sales there by refusing to sell cookies. Greg Copeland wrote about the trend for Camp Business magazine. He says sales of Girl Scout camps picked up in the last few years because the national organization forced local councils to merge in 2005. These new councils started looking at the properties they inherited.
One of the issues is that the majority of Girl Scout properties were developed in the 50s and in the early 60s. You know, this was all pre the kind of regulatory environment that we're in now.
So with disability rules, building codes, environmental laws, it takes more money now to maintain properties. He adds camp attendance is low across the country. Copeland isn't aware of any council that's reversed a decision to sell a camp based on outside pressure. That doesn't deter Girl Scout alumna Larissa Lambert, who says she's been coming to Camp Coleman for 20 years.
I want, when I have kids, to come here. That's my fight for it, is to continue the generations and see all the generations that will come after that.
Hillary Perry with the Girl Scouts of North Central Alabama says the council has voted and the decision has been made. It's done. For some members, though, they can't imagine a future without Camp Coleman. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.